A few days ago, I boarded a cab from Maitama Junction to Rima Street in Maitama, Abuja. And in the cab, something caught my attention. Three boys from Model Secondary School Maitama, within the age range of 12 and 14, looking tattered, with Crocs on and not even school sandals, were seated beside me. Now, out of curiosity, I asked why they were not in school, and they said they had not paid their PTA levy. I asked those boys how much the PTA levy was, and the youngest one quickly answered, 5,000 naira, ma. Wait, that's too much? Then how much is it in private schools if a public school is charging 5,000 naira per student? I replied in anger. Out of guilt, the one who seemed to be older, bowing his head in shame, said, "Ma, don't mind him. It's 1,500 naira per student." Then it struck me. How? And where did this corruption start? Will this same person, who at this age lacks a level of financial integrity, lead this country? At the end of the day, aren't we all corrupt? And this informed our topic for this episode. How did we get here? Where did we lose it? I am Lilian Ogazi, and you are welcome to The Bearing. Corruption is bad in Nigeria, but just how bad? Dr. Aminu Ahmed, a senior lecturer in criminology and security studies at Bayero University, in an interview with Mohammed Awal Suleiman, speaks on that.
Well, corruption in Nigeria, like many, many other countries, or all countries of the world, because there is no country without corruption. Corruption simply means an abuse of public office, or abuse of position, or relationship, or personal gain. Corruption is an old phenomenon, not only in Nigeria. Only that the problem with corruption in Nigeria is very systemic, with a pervasive outreach. In fact, corruption is now a culture or a way of life, affecting all strata of life, all sects of life. And not only that, corruption is being carried out with impunity. That is the difference in corruption in other places and corruption in Nigeria.
Sir, you mentioned that corruption in Nigeria is so bad. So how did we get there?
Corruption is not a new phenomenon. Right from time immemorable, corruption is there. Once there is a system of leadership, in one way or another, there is corruption. But the corruption becomes so severe and so serious, especially during the past republic.
Okay.
Because the reason given by the military for many successive takeover was the issue of corruption. But unfortunately, the corruption, instead of reducing, it becomes more endemic. And one is on the return of the civilian administration also, the corruption gets more endemic and more serious.
So, sir, in simple terms, are you saying that civilian rule brings corruption to Nigeria?
Well, civilian rule in Nigeria is entrenched because there was some level of corruption even during the colonial era. Especially with our traditional institutions. They survived. They lived on corrupt practices.
Corruption erodes trust, weakens the economy and democracy, and lots more. The effects of corruption on any society are too many to be listed. At the United Nations General Assembly's special session on corruption in New York, United States of America, Abdulrasheed Bauer, Executive Chairman of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, speaks on corruption. Let's listen to him as he talks on the impact of corruption on any society.
Corruption across national borders has huge negative impacts on the stability, peace, and economic prospect of millions, particularly in developing countries. Corruption remains one of the most pervasive and daunting challenges facing humanity. It deprives national government of resources needed for sustainable development and facilitates illicit financial flows from developing economies to developed countries, thus weakening state stability to deliver developmental expectations targeted at women and youth. Nigeria, like many other countries, has suffered from the damaging effect of corruption. The country has lost billions of dollars to foreign tax havens, stolen and expatriated by corrupt leaders and their foreign accomplices, including multinational companies.
Why then do we hold only public office holders responsible for corruption? No doubt, they've taken an oath to serve and exhibit a high degree of honesty. And as it is said, to whom much is given, much is expected. But are we any different from them? I mean to say, corruption happens in every sector, from public to private offices and even homes. Like it or not, that child in my earlier story might have learned that from someone at home. Aren't we all corrupt in one way or another? Let's get back to Awal and Dr. Aminu Ahmed.
What led to Nigerians becoming corrupt?
The unfortunate situation is, in Nigeria, instead of getting a reduction in the pervasive nature of the corruption, it's getting more and more. It's catching up with almost everybody with no isolation. The judiciary, the police, the politicians, the law enforcement, think of any person, in fact, including our business and people working in private organizations. In one way or another, they have been tainted by the corrupt practices.
If, as you mentioned, that everybody from all strata in the walks of life in Nigeria, people are corrupt, or I will say we are corrupt, why do we always point at the leaders or those at the helm of affairs to say they are corrupt?
Because the leadership is supposed to give the guide. If the leadership are upright, if the leadership wanted to address any endemic situation, the followers have no option than to follow the cue. So leadership determines the direction.
Abdul Rashid Bauer, Executive Chairman of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, still on his speech at the United Nations General Assembly's Special Session on Corruption, speaks about the government in the fight against corruption.
Since the return of democracy in 1999, Nigeria has prioritized the fight against corruption and established anti-corruption agencies such as the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, Independent Corrupt Practices and Other Related Offenses Commission, the Nigerian Financial Intelligence Unit, and the Code of Conduct Bureau to lead the fight against corruption. Nigeria, under the leadership of His Excellency President Muhammadu Buhari, GCFR, has made the fight against corruption one of the cardinal objectives of the administration. Under his leadership, civil society organizations, non-governmental organizations, and whistleblowers are encouraged to join the fight against corruption and contribute their quota in this regard. One instance of such whistleblowing led to the recovery of over $43 million United States dollars in 2017. Public corruption is being exposed by the day, and several politically exposed persons have been and are being prosecuted and divested of their illicit assets. We have been engaging with international law enforcement agencies across the world, and some of the collaboration has led to the recovery and repatriation of stolen funds, including the recent return of £4.2 million by the UK government that was stolen from Nigeria by a former governor. Procurement processes in Nigeria have been strengthened, and activities of the gatekeepers are being monitored through the Special Control Unit Against Money Laundering to serve as deterrence to the stealing of the public funds in the country. Policies have been introduced to mitigate revenue leakages, including the development of National Anti-Corruption Strategy, NACS. The NACS is developed with five identified cardinal pillars on prevention, public engagement, ethical reorientation, enforcement and sanctions, and recovery and management of stolen assets. The strategy is aimed at providing a national roadmap in the fight against corruption.
We'll be going on a quick break. When we get back, we'll be talking to Nigerians on the street. Do stay. For the big, trendy and impactful stories of the day,
treated inside out with in-depth analysis
to give you insight into the issues that matter.
The issue of injustice needs to be addressed. We are going into hell.
Why are you sending your child? Why are you that poor? Are you that hungry?
No, we are not practicing any democracy in Nigeria. They don't deal with us well.
Trust us on Nigeria Daily, a daily podcast from Daily Trust. to bring to you the news behind the news. So listen in, log into our website at dailytrust.com or on buzzsprout.com. You can also listen in on Spotify and TuneIn Radio.
Follow up on Instagram and Twitter at Daily Trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust.
Welcome back. Well, I'm curious. Will Nigerians on the street understand that we're all guilty of corruption as much as those in the corridors of power? Let's get on the street.
Whether you like it or not, everybody are corrupt. All of us. Even me. Even you yourself, they're asking me, self. You are corrupt. And everybody in this Nigeria are corrupt. Okay, they're not doing anything to fight corruption. Nothing. They're not doing nothing. Leave this corruption of your thing. Now God will stop this corruption. Only God can do that. Not in Nigeria government. They're not doing anything yet.
Nigeria is full of corruption. Everybody, both little baby in Nigeria, everybody is corrupt. Nobody is reliable in Nigeria. Everybody is corrupt. The Nigeria corrupt is the worst, the whole world. They don't do anything. Government is not doing anything. Farmers are suffering. Poverty full everywhere. People are suffering. To get deliberate is a problem. Nigeria is in trouble.
I'm not a corrupt man being. That is not corruption. It's hustling. I don't know about any other person, but I can only answer about myself. I'm not corrupt. I can't say the whole government are corrupt. On the steps they are taking, I think they need to add more force on it. The corruption, they say they are fighting. We are not seeing results. Having said they are doing that, that is why I don't want to say they are not. So for them to say they are doing, we need more force to it so we can get more results.
On the efforts of the government and the way forward, let's get back to our political analyst, Dr. Aminu Ahmed and Awal Suleiman, in this quick chat.
So do you think the current administration is putting in enough in combating corruption?
Unfortunately, people expect, especially going by the record, by the integrity mousetrap of President Muhammadu Buhari, that if he assumes power, corruption will be tackled head on. But because the corruption, like I have said earlier, is systemic, the government could not do much. Corruption has barely become our way of life, and no one is isolated. So the government, the current government, has been overwhelmed by the corrupt practices.
So I would want to agree with you that from your statements, corruption in Nigeria is bottom-top approach.
Yes.
Okay, so how do you think
the corruption is not just limited to the leadership. We have to look at what are the causes. Basically, corruption in Nigeria is due to selfish interest of the leader. And above that, because of the level of poverty, greed, and insatisfiable aptitude by our people for primitive accumulation. Everybody wanted to accumulate wealth without putting any effort. So the only way out is corruption. That is why wherever one finds himself in either position of authority or any position that deals with other people, he turns it into a machinery of corrupt practices.
So, sir, how do you think this issue of corruption from the grassroots can be combated?
Well, the only way is the leaders have to follow due process. They have to be fair in dealing with all citizenry, and law and order has to be followed and maintained. That is the only way. People should learn to do the right thing, both the leaders and the followers.
From your explanation or definition of corruption, corruption is a crime, and you are an expert in criminology. Can I say, from what is happening, will Nigeria ever be corruption-free from bottom to top?
Well, corruption is more than a crime, because corruption destroys nations and human existence. And for your second leg of caution, Nigeria cannot be free from corruption, because there is no any country which is certified free from corruption, including all these developed nations. But the issue is there has to be reduction. There has to be procedure. Okay. People have to learn to do what is right. For example, nepotism is another leg of corruption. Really? Another very good example is if there is an employment, and this is known, if there is an employment in any government agency or establishment, after they advertise, there has to be a percentage for members of the National Assembly. Another percentage has to go to presidency. Another percentage has to go to Federal Character Commission. Another percentage has to go to Office of the Accountant General because they are stakeholders in the employment.
It's so bad.
Corruption.
Your parting words on how can Nigerians combat corruption themselves and how can government assist Nigerians in fighting corruption?
Well, the answer is very simple. Everybody has to be conscious of the danger of our corrupt practices. All the social problems confronting our country have been aided and abetted by corruption. The issue of insurgency, the issue of kidnapping, the issue of banditry, the issue of vandalism, they were all emanated from our corrupt practices because people cannot simply get their legitimate earning or means of livelihood without seeking for favor or paying for it. Opportunities are being blocked. People cannot get employment. So the leaders, that is why the leaders are more seriously attached to it. Once the leaders decide to be upright, then everything can follow. The leaders should be upright, should do the right thing.
Corruption is a canker worm that has eaten deep into the fabric of the Nigerian society. And it's not just with the leaders, but we're all guilty of it one way or another. Let's not forget, the Nigeria we desire starts with you and me. God bless Nigeria. With that, we've come to the end of this episode of The Bearing. Thank you so much for listening. To those who have contributed on the show, thank you very much to Dr. Aminu Ahmed and Awal Suleiman. The Bearing is a Daily Trust production, and you can download these and other episodes on dailytrust.com and on buzzsprout.com. You can also listen in on Spotify and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comments or suggestions of topics you would like us to talk about, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. That is 0913-893-3390. You can also reach me on Instagram and Twitter at @Lilian_Ogazi and on Facebook at @Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.